Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the other side.
Now presenting.
From the other side.
Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hey, oh my God, I just went into a trance. I'm supposed to interrupt and say, hello, people, and not wait till the very end. But I just got to putting like 3 tons of mulch in beds, and you know, I tripped and face planted over because I hooked my leg on some, I don't know, what do you call that ground cover? Jasmine, something or other. So it's not pretty with Elisa Medhus. Gardening is a full contact sport. But.
And you're not even drunk.
Oh, no, not yet. No drinking on Thursday. Thank you very much. We have a glass of wine on Wednesday date night and on Friday and Saturday.
Correct.
And that's it.
Correct.
And but anywho, thank you so much for being on our show, everybody. Shout out to liveparanormal.com for letting us do our mischief. And Eric, I love you. Miss V, as you call her, I love you too. Thank you for being my son's voice.
We love you. We love you. Eric wants to know if he can do a shout out real quick.
Sure.
Can he? Okay. He wants Chris John to know that he better hold on. It's going to be one hell of a ride.
All right, Chris John. I hope you're listening. Okay. That's cool. That is very cool.
Yeah, Eric something.
Yeah, he's something else. Anyway, so, dude, tomorrow is your burial day, so help me get through that. I hate that. I really do. This is always a hard time of year. But we're not going to dwell on that. We are going to talk about that, actually, because a lot of people deal with that, having to just get through these milestones. Your birthday was the 21st of September. You died 12:41 p.m. You pulled the trigger on October 6th and October 12th, I laid you to rest. So, you know, how do people get over these things? You know, how do they cope?
Well, are we going to talk to Eric or are we going to talk to Veronica? Let's distinguish that because
we'll
we're
both
here and we both talk a lot.
Yeah. Like me. I know. Yeah. Anything.
So Eric is saying, first of all, you know, it's not something that you have to get over. He wants you to know, he wants everyone to know that change your life. Mm-hmm. It is supposed to have an impact in a way that shifts you, he's saying, and he's using the word to wake up. Mm-hmm. And what he means by that is wake up to the fact that, hey, you're still alive. You still got human time left. And if he says there are people, and he sees this all the time, there are people who want to go right into the hole, so to speak. He said, that's not going to solve anything. And he's saying, but he gets the feeling of it. But what he wants people to understand is that when you can take the loss and you can become the light for others, that's how it all is supposed to play out. The other thing he brings in are contracts. So, you know, I feel like we talk like contracts to death. I mean, this is me saying that, and he's laughing at me. He's like, but you're going to do it again. you know, it's the contract he's saying that we have. And, you know, but humans can't wrap their head around contracts because humans are emotional and humans want control. And the last thing you can ever control, he's saying, is when you're going. You've already controlled that. You've written it. So he's saying that humans don't understand that. If we can get the message out that there really is no reason to be sad, he said, within a certain time of, you know, loss, it's okay, he's saying. But just take your words that you use that are heavy around the loss and turn them into something teachable for others, he says. Mom, you've done the perfect example of that. Mom, you've put everything into my death, into my transition in a positive, loving way. He goes, you're doing it. You don't even realize it.
Oh, no, I realize
it. To you, Elisa.
No, but
Elisa, you're doing what he's saying everybody needs to be doing. He said death can make people very selfish. And what he means by that, he says, is that they become all consumed with the death and they forget to live.
Oh,
now,
I've been there.
From a soul.
Yeah.
Yep. This is from a soul that's looking at it, you know, looking down, looking at it from a whole different than the human. Mm-hmm. But he's also saying he's mindful of the human capacity to hurt, and it's very normal.
Oh yeah. All right. So, but mm-hmm. how you can sit there and turn lemons into lemonade, but mm-hmm. how do you? I still miss the physical. I still miss looking
sure.
at him, seeing him, fussing mm-hmm. at him to, you know, do his homework, you know, all that kind of stuff. I miss the tangible human-to-human interaction. And that's what, you know, mm-hmm. everybody who grieves misses. So,
yep.
Then Christmas, or here comes their death day and whatever, and all of mm-hmm. a sudden everything comes back and you are painfully aware of the fact that you don't have that anymore.
And actually right now what he's doing is he's reaching his arms out and he's hugging you and he's loving you. And he's saying, Mom, and he's very gentle with this. And I feel like I'm mm. going to cry as a messenger. He's saying, Mom, I am only a thought away. You want me at Christmas? Bring me in. I know it's not feeling. No, but he's saying, and he's saying, I don't mean this to be callous. He's saying, Mom, it never will be. It's not
yeah,
supposed
I know.
To be.
That's kind of have to be, it's just yeah. basically for people like me, and there's so many out there who have experienced tragedy.
Oh.
It has to just be a new normal. And but, you know, it's mm-hmm. like when his death day rolled around, I think it was Saturday, Rennie and I just sat in the car in a parking lot and waited for 12:41 to pass, and that was the time he pulled the trigger. And it was just like it had just happened, you know. It was just like yesterday. All everything comes back: the smell of gunpowder, the feeling of chaos and despair, the sight, the you know, the sounds, everything comes rolling back. So. And I'm not the only one. People who have lost loved ones experience the same things on these benchmarks. So how do they handle the Christmas, the birthdays, the death days, the burial days, all these milestones? How do they handle them as they approach?
He's saying the answer he can give can only come from the perspective of where he is as a soul. And what he's saying
okay.
is instead of those days coming around to be heavy and sad, it's a mind thing. Why not celebrate? And he doesn't mean that facetiously or
Whee!
Any kind of disrespectfully. He's saying celebrate what he brought, what his life meant, what he achieved, what he taught. He said, look at it from when I was born to the time mm-hmm. that I went to my second life.
Yeah,
that's the time. Look at the in between there. Look at the moments. And he's saying, Mom, obviously you're not going to come up on October 6th and you're not going to have pom poms and cheer and like, oh, fucking A, I'm happy. You know, he said, obviously you're not going to do that. But at 12:41, he's saying, I intentionally chose that time. He says, why don't you look at the clock at 12:41 and send out healing and love to the rest of the world? Instead of making it about you.
Oh, I
love you, Mom.
I blessed him with love. I spent that moment. I didn't do it to anybody else. I just focused it on him, sending love to him. But 12:41, that adds up to 8, right?
8.
And that
and
means
you know why,
new beginning.
You know why you chose 12:41? It's a very balanced number. If you look at the number 8. Number and his soul was balancing something very particular in that moment. And he's saying, I had to get the exact minute down so that I could retrieve and relieve a piece of what I needed to heal. And he's saying it's not important what I needed to heal because it's a soul thing. He said, Mom, you will he said, he's also saying that people are very curious about the minds of people who create their loss or who create their exit like he did. And people are very curious about the mindset. And he's saying, you know, there's no reason for people to blame themselves. He said, but he sees it all the time. Like the mother will blame or the aunt will blame or the father will blame. And he's saying there's no reason for anybody to blame, because if you would just back up a little bit and you would just say, listen, here's the reality and this is what it is because of the soul contract. Eric is very adamant. I want everyone to hear this. Eric is very, very adamant about people understanding at the deepest level possible soul contract. He said, when people get that, it will make everything more digestible, okay? Not acceptable, not, you don't have to like it, but it's going to make it more digestible. He's also saying there's no time frame on when your grief, when you should be over the grief. He said, you're going to be sad forever, Mom. He goes, and I'm sorry for that, he said.
Well,
you are going to be sad
happy
forever.
Part of me is happy that you're happy, but still it's like, you say that celebrate the time that we had you, but when I look back on the time that you were alive, you were happy for the most part until, you know, the last several years, and you were miserable. So it's that makes me sad too. You know, not only you're gone, but you were really sad for 4 or 5 years of your life. Miserable, really.
Well, and he's saying there's nothing that you could have done. So I don't know if he's feeling or up on your guilt.
I tried everything. That dude was so surrounded by love and support. It's just unreal. We went to, we bent over backwards to do everything for that guy. And he knows.
Lisa, isn't that an amazing point to make to everybody? Here's this kid, Eric, who had everything, quote unquote, who had the best support system, who had just up the wazoo, everything, everybody ready to intervene and help. And still, the soul knew what it needed to do. So for people out there, I think it's important that they really, listen, here's the thing. If you don't understand what a soul contract is and you're listening to this show and you don't understand what it is, go find a teacher. Go figure out. Go talk to somebody about a soul contract, because it's going to give you much relief. It's not going to take away the pain at all, but it's going to give you relief. And the other thing, this is me, Veronica, giving this to people. When you have grief and you have anger and you have resentment and you have all of this stuff, it's going to make you physically sick. So the other important thing to do is keep your own energy flowing. And one of the things I do with people who have lost loved ones, I work on them energetically. As I do the reading for them, I'm looking at their chakras. I do health readings. I move exercises to do that. Yes.
Oh, my God, I did not know that. That's so cool.
Because here's the thing. You can come to me and you can want to, and Eric showed me to do this. You can come to me and want to talk to your loved one who's crossed over, and I get that every single day. People want that. But don't have the component of the healing with the chakras and the energies and looking at them physically. They're not going to move past it energetically. So that's key.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, you got to have it all.
So,
oh boy.
So Eric is saying, Mom, on Christmas, I want you to make a memory, and I want you to make it lasting. And he's saying, make it memory with him in the afterlife where he is now. Include him. Tap into him. Channel him. Just bring him into it. And just, he says to me, he shows you signs every day that he's there. He's like, Mom, every day I'm in that house. Every day.
Yeah, Arlene sees him. Hey, Arlene will come downstairs. Eric's sitting upstairs in the chair. okay. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. Well, and he does. He's, you know, it's he does. He says he does. And it's not like,
yeah.
Listen, he is such an amazing teacher and healer. He's healed me in ways that I can't even tell you.
Ooh,
what
wow.
this kid has done for me. And listen, in life, and he's saying to me, he's laughing because he's like, you go, girl, you tell him. But I'm not saying, and he gives me this hope, this encouragement, and he kicks my ass when I need it, man. When I am feeling
I've heard that from people. Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, this mm-hmm. little fucker, you need to shut up. You know, like, but he's saying that he visits people who need him, and the ailing who emotionally can't speak up for themselves, he's listening.
Oh, that's nice. Such a good boy.
He's a good
boy.
He always
was very kind to others. Even when he was in such despair, he always eked out something to give. Always. You know, if somebody needed him, he was freaking there. And he would just bend over backwards to help people, even if he was already so broken himself, you know. That was amazing.
Listen,
and
I
never heard him.
He does it. He does it tenfold. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard that kid, when he was alive, say anything bad about anybody. Things like, you know, but not, he would never insult them, never say anything derogatory to them, never make them feel less than, which is kind of cool.
No.
Anyway, one more question before we take callers.
Go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
There you go.
He's saying he loved the people that hurt him.
Wow. Why?
He loved the people that hurt him. Mm. He's saying because it was all part of what grew him. Now, he didn't outwardly love it. He didn't walk around skipping. He's saying, I wasn't like, fuck, this is great. You know, he's like, nobody likes to be hurt.
No.
But my soul knew to love them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know. I would get
pretty
so mad at those people. I remember I got kicked out of Starbucks for a while because the guys at Starbucks, he was sitting there and they said such horrible things. I can't even repeat to his face. And he came home crying. And I went over there and I went right up to that guy with this tough looking guy with all his little cronies. And I pretty much pointed my finger at him and just like, how dare you do this? Blah, 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 blah. And you know what? People like you who pick on people who are broken, they have tiny dicks. Guys around here, you see this guy? He got a tiny dick. And then I left and I was kicked out. Oh, well. Terrible.
He's laughing his ass off.
Thankfully, I've evolved more.
That's my mom. He's like, you go, you go.
I was there, man. Nobody messes with my cubs, man. Nobody. But of course, now I've grown. I wouldn't do that anymore. But yeah. One more question I have is, you know, not everybody's going to sit there and make a blog and all that kind of stuff. So what are other ways they can turn their grief into something, their loss into something? And I say loss, but you really never lose somebody. They just don't have a body and they're in a kind of a parallel dimension. So you can continue the relationship, but how can you turn those lemons into lemonade? Like, you know, maybe a couple other ways.
Yeah, he's saying one of the things you can do is to create something in their honor. And he's saying, look, it doesn't have to be $1 million. It doesn't have to be, you know, anything shiny and fancy. Create something in their honor. Maybe, he's saying, it's a ritual around the day. Now, he's calling it the day that he transitioned. He calls that his birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he was born again. So he's saying maybe create a tradition or a ritual around the birthday that celebrates life, because like you said, he does none. Do a memorial. You know, if you know, I saw you did something and I donated to it, your suicide prevention walk. Do something in honor to keep their spirit alive.
Veronica, thank you for that.
You're very welcome. If someone you loved who passed over loved music, do something in honor of that. You know, dedicate an instrument to a school for a kid to learn how to play. Eric is all about, as you said, giving. You know, he's saying you've got to give. You've got to give. And the
it's
other
so
thing
healing.
Is, you know, choose to share the wisdom rather than the pain. So why pass pain on when you can pass wisdom on about, you know, how you're healing, what it feels like. Be honest. It fucking hurts. Be honest. Share it. You know?
Yeah.
And he's saying, you know, give back. Basically, the bottom line is give back. You know, he's got it.
Of course, there are challenges because, you know, when you lose a child, that's just, you know, you lose friends. You do. They just disappear. They, you know, and then if you lose them to suicide, that's even worse. And then you lose them to a very graphic type of death. Then, you know, they just disappear. You just have nobody. You're left with nobody. It's too uncomfortable for them, you know? So you don't have
Eric
that support system
fucked
anymore.
Up. It's fucked up
pretty much.
Eric said, because people don't know how to deal with emotions. It's fucked up.
No.
They don't know what to say. He says, Mom, what could anybody have said to you? Nothing. He goes, but what could they have done? They could have stood there. They could have been by your side.
Right. Just hold my hand and sit quietly. Whatever.
From a spiritual perspective.
People don't do that. Yeah.
No, from a spiritual perspective, what I say is, you know what? People will come in. People will go out. The test of time, the test of loss, the test of poverty, the test of whatever you're going to go through, the test of character. Those left standing by you are the people that are in your soul contract.
Yeah. Oh, so. Miss V, you are so wise, girl. You really are.
Oh, your boy does it.
Well, you take some of that, most of the credit for yourself, girl. All right, let's go ahead and take callers right now. Thank you, liveparanormal.com. Just want to do that little plug because I'm supposed to. And we are going to talk to somebody from the 210 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, Elisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I appreciate everything
you?
That you do.
I recognize this voice. Who are you?
San Antonio, Mike.
Oh, yes.
Mike from
San Antonio. Oh, hi, Mike. Yes.
Yeah,
we
stopped by your house and said hi. And,
yes. Oh, God, that was so precious to me. I mean, I really still remember that to this day. You're coming over and, wow. So what you got, Mike?
I really appreciate everything you do. I just had a quick question. My parents are having a court date next Wednesday. They're being sued for an accident that my mom got into, and the person who's suing them is asking for way too much. They won't settle with the insurance company, and so my mom's really stressed out about this, and she just wants to know what advice or what insight Eric can
give her. What do you got, Eric? Yeah.
So
was the person hurt
Eric
really badly?
First,
no, never mind. It doesn't make a difference. Sorry.
They're not going to get what they're asking for. It's absurd. So it's not going to be that amount of money. And ultimately, this was all a big circus, he says, because they should have just taken what they were offered.
Okay.
So
are they going to get less? Are they going to get less than what they were offered because of this?
Yeah. Listen, basically, Eric is saying they're going to get what they would have gotten from the insurance company. Is that true? Do you know that to be? Could that be possible?
I hope it's possible. I hope they settle with the insurance company, not with my parents, because it's they were going to give them a good amount of settlement. So you know, it's just greed that they're after.
Well, you got to your mom has to stand her ground. It's like this is what you're getting, and that's it. Can't squeeze blood from a turnip, dude.
Yeah.
Eric
says
it's just bullshit. It's bullshit, Eric says.
Yeah, and that's what my mom has a feeling that she has a feeling like, it's going to work out, but she just wanted maybe that validation.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much for taking my call. I know there's other people waiting in line, but I appreciate everything you do for us, Elisa and Eric and Veronica. Thank you so much.
Hey, Mike, will you let us know? When's the court date? Will you let me know?
Yeah, it's Wednesday. I think it's the 17th.
Oh, God.
Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Wow, that's coming up.
Right now, you're sister. Okay.
Oh, well, swing by.
Well, thank you, guys.
Swing by. Swing by
well,
and visit, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You
take care.
Bye. Okay. But all right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, he has some precious children too. Oh gosh. All right. So there's a story about him and his wife and his children, but I cannot really divulge it without his permission, but it's really sweet. Okay, we got somebody from the 502 area code. What's up?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good. Wow, two guys in a row. You just don't see that, man. It's usually girls that call. So you're one of the brave ones. So
yeah.
What's your name?
Charles.
Hey, Charles, where are you from?
From Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, God,
Kentucky.
That's a beautiful state. Oh, love it.
Hey, big fans.
Mm.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you, too. What you got for our boy, or for Veronica, for that matter?
Yeah, I have a question for Eric. What can he tell me about my relationship with my children? You know, will it... you know, head in the right direction, what's going on, you know, any insight?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
So the first thing Eric says there's some sort of pushback. There's some sort of assertion that's needing to happen. They're creating some sort of independence. Also, we can pick up on an outside influence there. Is there somebody influencing them to put barriers up?
I would say so. That's probably how it all got started.
Oh, great.
And here's the thing. We both can tell you, Eric and I are in agreement on this, it's not going to last long, okay? It's probably been happening. It's been boiling. It's been festering. It's been coming. But the person that's putting the block between you is going to become transparent, and the light's going to shine on this person, and they're going to be seen for what they are, which is a manipulative instigator. Does that resonate?
Wow, so they're children. They're weaponizing your children, this person, whoever it is, probably,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, very, very manipulative.
Oh, God. Okay, sunlight is the best disinfectant.
When the light comes on, you know, when they turn the lights on in Florida, the cockroaches run. So,
gross. And Galveston,
watch
too,
for
when
the
I was
light.
Living there. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Watch for the light.
Yeah. Okay.
So
thank
Eric,
you.
Yeah. What should he do? Not just wait, right? Or should he just patiently wait, or is there anything he can do?
Eric says, listen. Anything he does is going to be taken the wrong way. It's going to fuck things up if he just jumps in and does, you know, anything. He has to be able to take the passive road and be okay with it. Does that resonate, caller?
Very much. It seems like anything I do is twisted into, wrong way.
Well, what about every once in a while just texting or whatever, saying, I love you. Boom, that's it. I love you, I miss you.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
See, I was doing that, and I got so frustrated because I wouldn't give responses. I kind of stopped. You know, I was raising my kids.
I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
I want to share this with you. This is Veronica, not Eric. Eric says I can talk.
I give you permission, huh?
What you want to do is you want to think it to them. Eric's like, Eric's going, yeah, good
You want to
think it, telepathy. You want to think it to them. So what you want them to know, you need to project with your thoughts. I love you. Listen, here's the big thing. Okay, this is going to be huge. Do not expect anything back. Okay?
Wow.
I love you. I love you. I hope you're safe. I know I want that. Do not put any condition on it. Do not think anything back. Do it first thing in the morning and then boom, move on with your day. Let the universe take it.
Yeah. And send them love. Send them,
yep.
Loving energy. And that sounds great. Wow, that's cool.
Send them the angels. Send the angels over, the block, the obstacle man, that person needs Archangel Raphael. That person needs some major mental healing.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
Hey, what about that? What about that? Can Charles? Yeah. Charles, is it right? Charles?
Yeah.
Is it Charles? Okay.
Yeah.
I have a very bad memory. So should Charles also send love to this person that needs healing? Would that help? Ask Archangel Raphael? I mean.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know it looks like this person's a shithead and they're doing this and it's number one. Here goes Eric. It's contract work. Yeah, Eric, we get it. But on a human level, it's not about that person, Charles. Listen to this, honey. It's about you. It's about your response, your reaction, because this person was put in your life to push your button.
Ooh.
Okay? So
yes.
Guess what?
Why?
But it's contract work. Somewhere in a past life, they just crossed paths in a way that this needs to be ironed out, straightened out.
Well, what's a contract? What is this person trying to teach Charles? What lesson is there in this?
Patience, tolerance. You can't control. Charles, in everyday life, do you do something at work where you're in control?
No, not really. I mean, just a little bit that I do. Nothing major.
Okay. Are you a control freak by nature? Do you like things in order? Do you like to have your house in order? Is like you need to control things. Are you honest to admit that? Can you admit that?
To an extent, yes. Yes, it's mm-hmm. not like overdue, but yeah.
No, not
yeah.
Correct. Right.
Correct. Yeah. But here's the thing. This person is here to teach you. You are not going to control shit, Charles. You can't control nothing, and I'm going to show you.
Except your reaction.
That's the contract.
Only your reaction to
Correct.
People. That's it. You can
Correct.
Control what you do and your reaction to other people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
That's
All right.
pretty much what I've been learning. That you hit the nail on the head there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for calling,
Charles.
Anytime
you want a private session. You want a private session, we can work through that, and I can also do some energy work on you to clear some residual stuff out so your telepathy is clearer.
Ooh, that'd be
okay.
nice.
Yes,
yeah.
I listened
All right.
to your posts and everything, and a lot of, they resonate a lot, so I appreciate it.
Yay. Yeah, you're welcome, honey.
She's awesome.
Thank you.
She's awesome. All right, thanks,
Hey,
Charles.
Thanks for y'all's help. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Oh, goodness. Oh. Life would be so wonderful sometimes if it weren't for other people. Just kidding. All right. So
I love you.
We got somebody from the 407 area code. Hey there. Oh. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi. Who we got?
How are you?
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm good for the moment. Everything Veronica said about the death was 100% correct. You do become selfish. And it took me a year to realize that.
Yeah.
I love you, Sue.
I love you, too.
Oh, my God.
But
you know her?
I know. I feel her vibe. I love this woman. And Eric, you don't even know the heart of this woman. I love her to death.
Oh,
no,
wow.
It's
Dude,
not that big
from?
Anymore. Florida.
No, it's always big. Florida. Oh, gosh, are you okay?
Yeah.
With a hurricane?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Nope.
All right, well, go on.
I was going that way. But
listen, no hurricane is a match for Sue. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
No. The last one we had was the day before my son's funeral, and they wanted to cancel. I was like, nope, didn't matter if anybody came. I didn't care. I just wanted it done. But I applied for a job, something totally different that I never have done, and I really want it. And do you think I'm going to get it?
So Eric says, this is a direct quote from Eric, the moon and the stars are in alignment.
Okay.
So I would take that to mean, oh, hell yeah.
All right. Well, I've had it twice before, but my daughter high-risk pregnancy. Then John died, and now I just finally reapplied, and it's like waiting for that email. And it will bring me out of my environment, and I think it would be great.
That's what Eric says. You have to get the hell out of the day-to-day.
Yeah. It's actually
just act like you already have the job, you know?
You have it.
Have the feeling of pride. Oh. It's like, oh, I'm loving my job. I'm loving it. People are so nice to me. I'm so grateful to the universe for giving it to me. Just to
And I had it twice,
Sue, and I
couldn't take it. Yes, tell me, please.
Sue, can I tell the story? Can I tell the story about Harry with the pool?
Oh, sure. It's right. If you can hear it, it's running right now.
So Sue, and Harry is the father. They lost their son in an accident. And I'm going to tell you something. Sue texted me a picture of their pool in Florida. They're in the ground pool. I was like, oh my God, that's beautiful. I was fucking blown away when she told me, I'm going to cry. Her husband, Harry, dug that in the ground pool with a shovel every day to work through his grief. Is that not amazing? He dug in the ground pool.
Wow.
Manually.
Wow.
I got pictures beginning to end. Yes. And now it's all tiled, and now the patio's going in, and, I can't wait.
It's therapy. It was therapy for him. So there's something for you. Go do something physical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope, I really want to do this, and I'm going to pretend like you said, pretend like I have it.
No, you do have it. You don't have to pretend you got it, girl. Let us know, Sue.
Hopefully, maybe Friday I'll tell you.
No,
Friday you will tell us.
You will tell us, and you will have it.
Yeah,
you do have it already. We have
already
decided.
I almost changed my mind. I was going to fly today, but we're still going to drive because we were going to go to Panama City to stop at the beach, but now we're going to go to a different beach. Because we're going to drive
Panama's
that event thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you can't. Even the hotel. Yeah. So hopefully by Friday I'll know. Yeah. So this should be exciting. But thank you so much. I don't want to hang up because I want to keep listening.
Okay. Well, one quick question,
honey.
Do they know? Do they know that you couldn't take it the first? Why you couldn't take the first two offers?
Well, I explained, first, my daughter got pregnant. She wasn't supposed to, and now she's high risk. And the second time, to tell you the truth, I don't know if I replied after John died.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know. Yeah. I wasn't thinking like I am now.
Yeah, of course not, dude. Oh, my God.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, all right, baby. Well, fingers crossed. You got it.
Thank you.
Love you, honey.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I know she's got the job.
She's amazing. She's such a giver.
Like
she is such a giver.
So nice. We need more people like her in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have somebody from the 540 area code. Hey there.
Hi, that's me. I'm Lucy from Virginia. Talked
Hi,
to you
Lucy.
Before.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you
listen,
all?
If you guys, every once in a while, I'm going to put my thing on mute because my husband just brought me some lo mein or chow mein or whatever, so I have to eat it a little bit. And then I don't want to chew in the mic. So, but
okay,
fine.
Enjoy.
I'm sorry, girl.
Lucy,
what
do you got for us?
Well, I was madly in love with this man all my life, still have been. His name was Constantine, and I followed him around the country, and he was my soulmate, He was the love of my life, or so I felt. He was also a womanizer. He ended up marrying someone else, and I just wondered, he died 14 years ago, by the way, of bladder cancer at a young age. If you can, get in touch with him, and just I'd like to know from his point of view, what's his take on our relationship, for better or worse.
So Eric actually brought him in, and mm-hmm. here's the thing. His take on your relationship was this. You showed him something no one ever did, and that was commitment, dedication, and love. And he said he never felt worthy of it.
Oh.
Yeah. So you actually, can you see how you committed to him? Can you see how you showed him and gave him something that he never had?
Yes, the funny thing is I felt the other way, like I wasn't worthy of
him. Well, listen, that's why the two of you came together. You know, you got from mm-hmm. him. But listen, he's also saying he wasn't in full capacity to give. He's saying he was immature. He was saying he was selfish. He actually has the energy feel of a narcissist right now. When I'm feeling him, now not
yes.
over mm-hmm. on the other side, but
yeah, I can go with
right?
that. Mm-hmm.
Can you agree? Yeah.
Yes.
Because he was very self-centric, very self-centered. He said, and yet you still loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew
I
that.
I still do.
Yeah.
Wow.
You knew that. Do you have a cat? Do you have a cat, Lucy?
I have two miniature dachshund dogs and a parrot.
Oh,
okay.
Did he have a cat? Did he have a cat? Because he's with
a cat. Oh, did he? No, he did not have any pets.
I don't know why. There's a cat with him. Random. I get it, but he's got a cat.
Well, ask him. Oh. Ask him. Why do you have a cat with you, Constantine?
Yes, it's his pet. He said it's my pet.
Okay.
Oh, maybe it's
his
pet in heaven?
Oh. Yes, because he's saying, I never was able to be responsible for anything else while I was on Earth, so now I'm being responsible for this soul.
Huh. Oh, that's nice.
Interesting. Yeah.
So
he married a woman named Nancy, and they had a little mm-hmm. boy who's now a big boy named Christopher in his mm-hmm. 30s. Did that work out for him?
No, he said he was a shithead. He just never was the kind of father or husband he should have been. And that's what he's saying. He couldn't really mm-hmm. ever show up for people fully.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. He was such a womanizer.
Yeah,
yeah. In that
because
sense.
he didn't like to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like a good guy.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
It's all good.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody. Mm-hmm.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
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 Men.
Okay. I see. You got somebody from the 865 area code. Hello.
Hey, this is Beth from Tennessee.
Hey, Beth. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad I got in. I didn't think I would. I guess
yeah,
I wanted to ask Eric about, like, my job, and it's been pretty stressful.
Oh.
But I'm not into giving up because I feel like...
Mm-hmm.
Still need to be there. But anyway, I was just wondering if there's anything you can tell me about the reason I'm there or anything.
What we can see is a conveyor belt. Things are moving along. Things are moving along methodically. There's going to be change. So in the job that you have right now, do you know that there's going to be change in the upper management? Do you know that? Are you aware of that?
No, it's a small business.
Uh-oh.
So there's mm-hmm. like four employees and the owner.
Mm-hmm. So think about this. Upper management is the owner, is the family. So when I say change in the business, what Eric and I are talking about, they're going to have personal change behind the scenes in the family. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some dynamic. Something's going to happen, and there's going to be some sort of – it's going to get easier. Is what the point is.
Oh, God, good.
So
I thought you were saying it's going to be worse.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
good.
No. Everything's moving along. And here's the thing. You're a pivotal part in that business. You're very pivotal. You're key to that business.
Of course Beth is. Of course Beth is.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Beth,
right. Thank you,
Beth,
Lisa.
Here's the thing. No matter how much you try to organize and get your ducks in a row, it's like every day. It's like somebody comes in, upsets your desk, and all shit breaks loose. It goes like
oh my God.
Flies all over the place, right?
You could not have said it any better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
every
single
day.
change is ahead, and it's going to be better. So
yep.
I guess your job is to just hang tight and keep rolling with the punches.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, Beth. Well, good luck, girl.
Thank you so much. All right, thank you, guys.
Love
you all.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye, thanks.
Beth is awesome. Okay, we got somebody from the 414 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi, pretty good. This is Aaron from Arizona. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Aaron.
Sure. I remember you.
Yeah, we talked to Babaji, and I wrote the letter to my guides, and I tried to do the clearing myself. Yeah.
Oh,
so thanks for remembering me. I remember you guys, too.
mm-hmm.
What you got for
us? Well, I was wondering about this video I watched recently with Elisa and Eric and Jennifer talking about cancer. It was kind of controversial, but great. I loved it. And I was wondering about, as a healer, when I come up against contracts where I'm right now, I'm trying to heal a couple about 40 miles south of Phoenix with their ailments that might be contractual. So as a healer, what am I actually doing if I'm bouncing up against a contract and they're not healing?
Ooh, what a great question.
Client?
Yeah, that's
well, first
awesome.
Of all, how do you find out if it's a contract? How do you know?
I guess when it fails, it seems to be a contract.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's ask Eric the first question. Is this couple, what they have, their ailments, is it a contract?
He says it is, but not in the way you think it is. So the contract is not that they have these ailments. The contract actually is, Aaron, that you come up against these ailments and you refine what you do and heal them. That's
okay.
The contract.
Oh, we fine. Okay.
Okay.
So what does Aaron need to do?
So listen, you're gonna get pushed back. You're gonna go forward. You're gonna get pushed. It's gonna look like nothing's happening. Does one of them have mobility problems?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So here's the thing. They're gonna get a little bit more traction. It's not gonna be rapid fire. You're not gonna go, oh, hands on and they're healed. The other piece of this is you're gonna work on their mind. Because I'm going to say to you, this is me, and Eric's going, I can talk. He's letting me talk. a lot of what's happening with them, Aaron, how do I say this? I'm blunt, so fuck it. It's mental.
That's
okay.
Why Eric
loves
you. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what
yeah.
did you say? Because I
it's
just
mental.
Walked right over you.
It's,
oh, mental.
It's mental.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I'm not saying, Aaron, they're mentally ill. I don't mean that at all. I mean the resistance to healing is mental.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So how does
Aaron
get
any
past
sense?
That?
Aaron, does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I was always worried that, well, I'm a flat-out healer. I want to heal everybody. So when it doesn't work, I contact you guys and say, what the fuck? You know, but I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So what
Honey,
can Aaron
not
do
you.
To get past that? What can
listen,
Aaron do to get
what,
past that mental?
What is your mental state about this healing? How do you feel? How much do you want to heal? What's going on in your mind? How do you, Aaron, don't forget it's mind, body, spirit. Okay. So
mm-hmm.
you're going to work with the body. You're going to work with the energy. Dude, you got to get in the mind and only they will tell you what's in their mind. Whatever obstacle comes up, go to the chakra where that obstacle aligns and clear that chakra and boom.
Okay. And so it's also a talking modality.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's mental.
Okay.
Yep.
It's totally mental, honey. Yeah. So listen, talk therapy, and I use air quotes for therapy because you're not doing therapy. You're doing energy healing work, but it's talking. Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, awesome. Thanks. Did I do the clearing on myself good enough, Eric, a couple of weeks ago?
He's given me thumbs up, and he's saying, you're running on a full tank, he said.
All right. That's great, Eric.
You're running on a full tank.
Cool.
Eric said he loves that you said fuck.
Yeah, I do too. I don't want to be the only one. You and Veronica. Yeah.
I got a potty mouth. Potty mouth right here.
I think we're changing the the religion in the world by what you do, Elisa. That's just simply awesome because there's too much dogma.
Wow. I agree.
Amen.
I agree.
Amen, brother.
Oh, I love Aaron. I love you, Aaron.
Take care, honey.
Love you too, ladies. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Gosh, he's got a gift that he's giving to the world. I mean, you know, it's not easy. You know,
I love him.
Sacrifice.
I love his energy. I would love to meet him.
Me too. Maybe he'll come to one of the events. It would be so awesome. Maybe he can come to the Eric Palooza and heal people. You hear me? You hear
me out
there, Aaron? Okay, let's take somebody from the fourth. Oh, go ahead. What?
No, I said I want to come to the Eric Palooza. Let me know when it is.
I do too. I want you to be one of the peeps. Okay, I've got somebody from the 479 area code. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. Me again.
Who's this?
Great. Thank you, Eric. I asked him to put me through again. I called a few weeks ago. This is Rita. And
hi, Rita.
I was like, can I get out of here yet? Please.
I remember.
And I was hoping that you remember me. Yes.
Yes.
I want to thank each one of you. I am in a much better space. Ryan did a great job.
Oh.
And I forgot what I wanted to ask. But I did want to thank you. I did want to thank
you. That's great.
Oh, I know what it is. I'm having a problem with my right ankle. Now, I work in the emotional healing technique of faster EFT. It's along the line of EFT. But it's
a
little upgrade. And so I know it's an emotional thing. As soon as I got a puppy, the ankle locked up.
Wow.
Then,
so what's that all about, Eric?
I was building a pen for it, and a pole fell on it, and I felt bones move, and I was like, God, I just want to love this little puppy. Was I not supposed to get it? So what is the message in my ankle?
Yeah.
So, Eric, says the message in your ankle is to slow your roll. Slow down a little bit. Are you a mover and a shaker? Like, are you nervous energy?
When I finally want to get an idea in my head, I got to do it. I have to do it now. Now I'm the same way.
Oh, God. Yes.
When I was 18, I was in a car wreck and I had a near-death experience and I was never supposed to walk. I was never supposed to this. I was never supposed to. And then it was like, I'm walking, and they go, well, you'll be back in a wheelchair by the time you're your mother's age. My mother was young, and they were looking at my grandma thinking she was my mom. And then it's like, I'm here for a purpose, and I don't know what that is yet. I'm still going through, I've done the, Ryan did the chakra clearing and healing, and I've gotten my numerology report, and I'm reading that. And so then I'm going to ask you, Lisa, whenever I'm ready to contact the between life thing to find out why I'm here. But it's like, I got to get it done. You know, what's next? Is this right? And sorry, I've had strokes.
The other thing. The other thing Eric wants you to know is that this ankle thing is to call attention to your physical body. Your physical body needs your attention. What's going on?
Okay. Well, I had been overweight.
Do you need to take care of your physical body? Have you ignored your physical well-being?
It's kind of like, well, I'm going to do what I need to do, so you better stay up with me.
So I am learning to, I'm addressing my body now, yes. I'm taking care of it better,
good.
I think, maybe not, but I am addressing it. And
I feel
like I'm being lazy when I'm resting.
Well, there's the reason you have to rest.
Yeah, who internalized that? I'm the same way, and it's my parents that, you know, you've got to be productive. And, you know, sometimes being productive means just sitting and being and observing. I got to wrap this up, guys, because if I go into the other show, they're going to be mad.
Oh, thank you all so much for what you've done for me. Love you.
Oh, thank you. And I'm so proud of you for taking the bull by the horns and doing some shit about this. It's awesome. Wow.
All right. Love you guys.
Because, you know, a lot of people don't take advice, you know, whatever. So,
lead
a horse to the water, but yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right, girl.
Bye. Bye. Thank
you. Oh, boy. This was so, this was a great show. Veronica, Eric, you guys are amazing. You guys get in touch with Veronica at www.veronicadrake.com. Go to her School of Spiritual Arts because, you know, people have just said that that's just amazing and it's extremely affordable and it can be life-changing. Anything else you want to say, Veronica?
I love you, Lisa.
Oh, I love you, Veronica. And I love you, Eric. I want to see you more. Man, manifest your stuff. You know, you're just going to have to hit my crown chakra with a 2x4. I don't know. But, all right, everybody, I love you out there. And until next Thursday, bye-bye.
Love you, Mom. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.